From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Islamic State fighters retake areas near the Syria-Turkish border. Islamic State fighters launched two major attacks in northern Syria Thursday, a fresh offensive on the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani, and a push into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attacks came after IS suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces in recent weeks. The assault on Kobani began with a suicide bombing early Thursday near Kobani's border crossing with Turkey, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which said dozens were killed or wounded in the fighting. Also Thursday, the observatory reported Islamic State forces seized two neighborhoods from government forces in the northeastern town of Hasaka. Syrian military sources have denied that report and say government forces repelled the jihadist attack, that according to Reuters. Control of Hasaka is divided between Kurdish and Syrian government forces. The city has come under repeated attack from the Islamic State. Myanmar's parliament has dealt a significant blow to opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's chances at becoming president. They rejected a bill that would have ended the military's effective veto power over constitutional changes. The longtime democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner said she was not surprised at the results of the vote Thursday, which followed 3 days of emotional debate by her fellow lawmakers. Myanmar's parliament is currently dominated by the military thanks to the 2008 constitution, which gives the army a mandatory 25 seats. The rejected bill would have lowered that threshold from 75% to 70%, essentially removing the army's legislative veto power. This is VOA News.